How can companies accelerate IT transformation? It starts with choosing the right partner. That's why companies call Navisite, modern IT services for modern IT needs. Visit navisite.com/go.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, April 26th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Investors are making big bets to try and find the tech industry's next big winners. And that's driving deal flow and valuations among tech startups to new heights. On today's show, our tech reporter Heather Somerville will explain the trend and its potential impact after these headlines. Google is tweaking its Maps app. Soon, it'll start highlighting the most environmentally friendly directions to users' destinations, as long as that route doesn't take longer than other options. The company says its new model will use information like road type, incline, and traffic congestion to estimate emissions. Users in cities like New York and London will also start to see mass transit and cycling featured more prominently when they search for directions. More than a third of the S&P 500 is set to report their earnings this week, including several major tech companies. Tesla will kickstart the week with its report after the closing bell today. While the car company has achieved record sales, it's also facing questions about the safety of its vehicles after a series of crashes in the U.S. and a protest in China. We'll be following along on our website and on the WSJ app, so be sure to check in there. SpaceX's third mission for NASA with crew successfully docked at the International Space Station over the weekend. It marks a number of firsts for SpaceX, the first time it's achieved takeoff with a pre-used capsule and rocket, and the first time that two of the company's Crew Dragon capsules are simultaneously docked at the ISS. The crew will be working at the space station for a six-month mission. By the way, the founder of both Tesla and SpaceX, Elon Musk, will be achieving a first of his own in a couple of weeks. He's scheduled to host Saturday Night Live on May 8th. Musical guest will be Miley Cyrus. All right, coming up after the break, what's driving a frenzy in startup funding? That's next.
How can companies accelerate IT transformation? It starts with choosing the right partner. That's why companies call Navisite, modern IT services for modern IT needs. Visit navisite.com/go.
The data firm PitchBook shows that in the first quarter of this year, U.S. startups raised $69 billion from investors, absolutely smashing the previous record. The average valuation for startups at all stages also reached a new high. It's an all-out frenzy. So for more on this, we turn to our reporter, Heather Somerville. She covers tech and venture capital for us. Hey, Heather, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Amanda, thanks for having me.
Okay, so $69 billion in just a few months. Can you give us some color here? What does this frenzy really look like?
It looks like investors spending as much money as they possibly can, as quickly as they can, and giving startups as much money as those startups are willing to take. It's sort of a bonkers environment. Some of the things that are happening are startups might be asking for $100 million and getting $500 million from investors. Investors are offering at times blank checks to startups who haven't even initiated fundraising, but just are looking to get a piece of a attractive company. The move to virtual fundraising over Zoom versus getting on planes and flying to meet people, meeting in restaurants to kind of shake hands and get to know each other. Since that's not happening, the deals are happening much more quickly. So we're hearing of deals that, you know, normally would have taken a few months, at least several weeks, now happening in days. And in many times, startups getting more money than they know what to do with, which can be a pretty, it leads to some interesting outcomes.
And, you know, we mentioned some of the records being broken in the top. Can you put these numbers into context for us? How does this fit into what we've seen in terms of funding in the last few decades?
Venture capital has been in a boom for several years now, and a lot of that has been driven by near zero interest rates and the prospect of a very attractive return in technology as more businesses and consumers adopt technology as part of their lives. That's been going on for some time. What happened with the pandemic is other types of investments, say if you used to invest in airlines or cruise ships, that became very unattractive. So investors moved their money to tech. The low interest rate environment appears to be here to stay for some period of time. So investors are doubling down on private technology companies. And really, those forces, combined with the acceleration of adoption of tech, for instance, food delivery, grocery delivery, people working remotely, really accelerated certain tech trends that just drove tons and tons of money into the startup economy.
And, you know, you mentioned some of the tech that we've come to lean on throughout the pandemic. What other kinds of startups are getting attention here?
Yeah, well, we wrote a lot about the social media sector, which is getting a ton of attention. This idea that investors are going to find the next big consumer platform. So the next Facebook is really front and center. There's the popularity of audio social. So this would be apps like Clubhouse, where people get on and there's no camera, there's no images, it's just people talking spontaneously. That medium has become very popular, certainly during the pandemic. We'll see if it lasts. Clubhouse is just over a year old, has raised over $300 million. And between January and this month, its valuation went from $1 billion to $4 billion. That's a glimpse into what's going on in startups. Other sectors that are really hot right now, financial technology, gaming, and all sorts of other consumer-facing technology, as, again, consumers have accelerated their adoption of technology services during the pandemic.
Yeah, and I want to go a little deeper into what's driving this frenzy from both sides of these transactions. And let's start with the investor side. What kinds of investors are behind this, and why are they putting so much money into startups?
We're seeing the usual players who are investing. That would be your traditional venture capital firms, angel investors. Those are individuals who are wealthy and have money to spend. There's more of those people since companies like Airbnb and Uber have grown up and gone public and made a lot of millionaires. You're also seeing a lot of other investors who are getting deeper into startups. This would be investors like Tiger Global, other big hedge funds, endowments, family offices that traditionally may have invested in other funds, invested in the public market, invested in more conservative and safer areas, and have shifted their money over to technology because they do have so much money that they need to spend. Their mandate is to invest that money, and they're looking for places to do it. And the prospect of finding a big winner in tech means you're going to make a heck of a lot of money. So, for instance, Tiger Global is writing huge checks to a lot of different startups with the bet that one or two of them is going to be a home run.
So what about the other side, the startup side? Why are they raising so much money?
Well, I think that when you're getting a lot of investors calling you and knocking on your door to give you a bunch of money, it can be hard for founders to say no. It is the allure of getting a lot of money to grow quickly, to seize market share, and to fend off competitors. That's the idea of raising a lot of capital early on. There's risk with that. There's huge risks with that. Among them, that you get into a vicious cycle of trying to justify your valuation by spending and spending and spending without making sure that certain fundamentals about the business, the technology stack, the people you're hiring, for instance, are taken care of. And we've seen that time and again throughout Silicon Valley that companies get over their skis. And without a doubt, some of these companies will get over their skis because they're raising so much money. And it could end very badly. Zenefits is a famous example. It was a healthcare software company that raised a lot of money, ended up having a really high valuation, and then halved its valuation. It was kind of a disaster. And it was very much for the same reason. It moved too quickly, spent too much money to try to justify this valuation. So that's very likely the situation that some of these companies will find themselves in.
So it sounds like definitely some risks for startups down the line. What about for investors? What kinds of risks could this bring for them?
Well, if we take Clubhouse for an example, that is a company that is a little more than a year old, has raised more than $300 million at a very high valuation, $4 billion. It hasn't figured out things like how to make money, like how to really moderate content. There's a lot of anti-Semitic, misogynistic content on that platform. and how to build a defensive moat against its many competitors. So if it doesn't figure those things out, you can bet there's going to be a lot of value destruction. Those investors are going to lose money that they paid at a very high valuation. Now, if Clubhouse does turn out to be the next big consumer platform and it has huge success, then that would be very smart because that could be a company that is worth tens of billions of dollars and these investors got in at a $4 billion valuation.
All right, high risk for a potentially very high reward. That's the Wall Street Journal's tech reporter, Heather Somerville. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Amanda. Talk to you later.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.